Well, I called this song the Minnesota All School Reunion, because in it I used the names of 77 towns from the state of Minnesota to help tell the story. I'd like to share with you a tale that started when I went out to get the mail and found a letter that was addressed to me. Well, it came from my hometown high school, the one I used to always ridicule. Come to the all-school reunion, was it spleen? As I read the letter, names floated on by. Well, some made me smile and some made me cry. And the thought of going back, well, it nearly struck me dumb. But after thinking it over, I decided to go. Well, I could drive on over in my old Yugo, so RSVP back that I would come. And I saw Adolph, Mabel, Boyd, and Tracy, Saints Peter and Paul, who used to drive me crazy, Leroy, Russell, and my old flame, Emily. Well, I saw Myrtle, Kent, Byron, and Bertha, Gary, Blaine, and good old Alberta, Herman, Florence, Tyler, and Mallory. Stephen Garfield, who tried to embarrass Laverne Butterfield, and we made good thunder singing the school song in harmony. And then a reading was given by Ann and Dale. The food was blessed by Gray Eagle Watertail, and the cook made some rice, black duck, or chicken can be. Then Hutch and Son started up their band. Oh, we took off our coats in the old hard land. Woodstock it wasn't, but we danced till we were sleepy-eyed. And then Shelley decided to take Cal away, cause he'd been saying wanna mingle all the day. So we gracefully agreed to shut down and say goodbye. But not before I saw Arnold, Maynard, Hope, and Stacy, Saints Michael and James, who still drive me crazy, Carlos Franklin, and another old flame, Lydia. Well, I saw Bruno, Webb, Gilbert, and Alden, Cyrus, Kenneth, and good old Austin, Elizabeth, Douglas, Darwin, and Olivia. Oh, I saw Brandon, Hugo, Warren, and Victoria. Yeah, I saw Morris, Wendell, Randolph, and Isabella. Oh, I could go on, I suppose, but what's the sense? You get the point, right? But I thought I'd share a couple thoughts with you before I stop. And I was traveling around one day, and I met this guy. And I said, where are you from? And he said, I'm from Bemidji, but I grew up in Staples. And I said, well, gee, did it hurt a lot? Well, so what does the woman who's never been married say to her mom when her mom keeps bugging her to find a husband? What does she say to her mom? She says, Ma, no men. Well, that's where I'm from, Manoman.